Third parak of Tainis Mishnah Aleph. Say the Tanius Elas Alma Biravir Rishayna. The Mishnais of the first parak that describe how the different fasts that they would fast, which we said was a sum total of 13 fast days. That's Nageta Revia Rishayna, which means that Revia Rishayna is the first time the rain should have come down. It did not come down in time, the beginning of Cheshvan, and therefore they would make this fast. Avot Smachim Sheshonu. If the problem was not just a problem of lack of rain, but some strange things were happening with the crops, that they didn't germinate properly and they didn't start growing in a normal fashion, they would make a tainus right away with shayfres, with all the chumrah of the last set of the tainus for the kshamim. Now, by the kshamim, if it was delayed a little bit, they made more weak tainus. You don't have to fast from shkia, you can just fast from the morning, and the different inuim didn't apply, they didn't blow the shayfer. But if they immediately had a very dangerous situation like here, that the seeds that they planted were not growing in a normal fashion, they right away go to the most stringent part. They had a 40-day break between the rains. Why? Because if the initial rains came down, then the seeds would start sprouting, and it would be too much of a break in between the beginning of the sprouting of the seeds and the next rains. They would just dry out, and that would be the end of it. In other words, if it didn't rain at all, you're better off than having a little rain and then a big break, because the rain is late, so it's not an irreparable damage. Just everything's delayed. But if it started growing and then it stopped, that could be the end of the year's crop. In these situations, they right away get the entire tea with the fast, blow the shofars, because this is a sign of Chas v'Shalom, Batzoris, not enough crops for that year.